I manifest my first thought. I manifest my first thought. What is your first thought? What is my first thought? Am I really aware of what my first thought is? Am I really aware of what I think? Am I really aware of what's going on in my brain? It's a good question. Very good question, because oftentimes I think I'm aware of what's going on in my brain, and I really am not. Now, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to handle it? Where is my mind going to be? I manifest my first thought. So if I manifest my first thought, then whatever thought I allow to be in my brain, in my thinking system, that's what gets my attention. Now, do I allow only the highest and the best thoughts to get into my thinking system? Do I allow only the most glorious, unconditionally loving thoughts to be in my system, in my brain? I have that opportunity to be in charge and do that if I wish. And I have the opportunity to do otherwise. I have the opportunity to be run down by all of the thoughts that want to zoom through my consciousness, that want to zoom through my head, that want to tell me, hey, give me your attention. Come on, look at this. Look at this. The problems of the world. Look at the problems of your life. Look at the problems of your body. Look at the problems of your family. Look at the problems of everything. The problems, the problems, the problems. And I say, come on now. I don't have to look at any of those things. I place all in divine order right now, and I have done my job. All is in divine order right now, and I have done my job. All is in divine order right now, and I have done my job. Nothing more I have to do. Now I manifest my first thought. Now, what is my first thought for myself? I am happy. Yes! I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. I surround myself with the pure white light of love. I'm so happy, I'm so gloriously happy. Yes, I am healthy. That's another thought. But is that the first thought? What is my first thought, really the first thought that I think? If I want to know what my first thought is, I look at my life and affairs. And as I look at my life and affairs, I can tell very readily what my first thought is. Because my first thought is what I am always thinking. I always want to be richer. I always want to have more money. I always want to have more abundance. I always want to... Well, you see, that's my first thought, and that's a silly thought. Because that's a thought that says, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it. Shut up. So, that's not the first thought I want. It's not the first thought that's important to me. The first thought that's important to me is, I have it. I am abundant. I am happy. I am joyful. I am filled with peace. I am filled with love. I am unconditional love. I am unconditional abundance. I am unconditional. All good, all good, all good. You see, when I have that as my first thought, and sometimes I have to really determine what I want my first thought to be, and my first thought will have been what I wanted it to be, but I wasn't paying attention, so therefore my first thought just wandered in and out and didn't stop. And I want my first thought to stop. I want my first thought to be at home in my consciousness, to be at home in my life. I want it to be, indeed, my first thought, the most welcome thought in my thinking system. Now, I manifest my first thought. If I'm always thinking about goodness, then my first thought will be thought of goodness. If I'm always thinking about love, peace, unconditional love, then I'm always acting with unconditional love. If I'm always thinking of happiness, then happiness is what my reality is. What is the most predominant thought of my mind? What's the most predominant thought of your mind? What's the most predominant thought of your consciousness? The most predominant thought of your consciousness is what you believe about yourself. Now, I would like to believe about myself that I am a nice person, that I'm a happy person, that I'm a healthy person, that I'm a wealthy person, that I'm a friendly person. I'd like to believe that. Well, then start acting as though you are, and you will be. Start acting as though you are, and you will be that thing. Now, what is your first thought? It's the predominant every moment thought of your consciousness. That's your first thought. Now, you can establish a new first thought in your thinking. My new first thought is, I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. All is in divine right action in my life. I am divine. And you say, well, that's sort of pushing it, isn't it? No. That's sort of recognizing what you think is beautiful and good. That's recognizing what you feel is something magnificent in life. That's recognizing the truth that you are. Now, who is the truth that you are? Who is the joy that you are, the wonder that you are, the magic that you are, the glory that you are? It's whatever you're thinking about. When you look at a little child, and that little child is doing some glorious thing, and you say to yourself, isn't that charming? Isn't that just so wonderful? Isn't that just so beautiful? Isn't that just so glorious? Isn't that just so fantastic? And it is. It is so glorious, so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, because you have made it so, and you've given it your 100% attention, if for only a moment. But you gave it your 100% attention, and you looked at the child, and you thought, what a glorious child. Now you look at an adult, and you see an adult do something beautiful, because you create them doing that. And then immediately you say, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? And then you look at the world about you, and you say, I live in a world of peace and harmony. I live in a world of goodness. I live in a world of right action and joy. And then you're living in that world of right action, peace, harmony, and joy, because that's all you have in your thought system. And I manifest my first thought. Don't I wish I manifested my first thought before it got so clouded over with all the other thoughts that come into my mind? Well, I make a practice of thinking my first thought. And my first thought is to love. My first thought is I am love. The first thought is all is in divine order. The first thought is it is done now. The first thought is I like me. The first thought is I like the world. My first thought is, wow, life is great. And stop and live it. Live that first thought. Live that thought that says all is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is good. All is fantastic. Live it. Live it. Live it. But manifest my first thought. That's what I do. I manifest my first thought. I manifest my first thought because my first thought is the most wonderful, beautiful, fabulous thought that I could ever conceive of for myself. I manifest my first thought because that's all I am. That's all I am. I am pure love. I am abundance. I am wholeness. I am peace on earth. I am right action at all times. I manifest my first thought. And as I manifest my first thought, I am like the first snowfall. Pure, beautiful, fantastic. You look at the white snow as it lands on the ground and on the hilltops and on the trees and makes everything quite different. Or does it make it what it really is? The pure white-driven snow. Oh, scientifically you'll say the snow is dirty, the snow is this. Well, forget it. The snow that I create is pure. The pure white-driven snow. The snow that I create is glorious. The snow that I create is good and very good. The snow that I have as my first thought coming down from the heavens, coming down from the infinite cosmos, is pure and beautiful. It is as pure as any breath of air could be, as any snowflake could be, as I am now. I manifest my first thought, my first snowflake, my first breath, and I am good and very good. Because that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am.